we ought to talk again. I know you mentioned it on Saturday, but Marcus and his goal, if he could do that in every game, start doing that every week, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Well, he's done it in the last couple of home games, and it's a rare quality he's got, the way he just casually walks up to the ball and just hits it with the side of his foot. But it's a great ability, and two fantastic goals you scored from free kicks.
Presumably it's the sort of skill that you can't really teach. There's a lot of natural ability there.
No, I don't think you can. I mean, he practices it, but he's had a couple before then. It's not kind of come off. But I think he feels confident in it now, and that obviously makes a difference. And I think when he steps up to the ball, he thinks he's going to score.
And we heard from him on Saturday. He seems really level-headed about everything. I guess that's partly why he's been able to adapt to this level so quickly.
Yeah, listen, he just loves playing football and training, and everything else takes care of itself. He's a level-headed boy and nice lad. He's a nice boy. Picks up things very quickly, which is important. You know, some don't, and he does. And whatever you tell him, tactically, either it be an attacking thing or a defensive thing, he sort of just goes and does it. So that's important.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned on Saturday, really entertaining game. And Barnsley, looking like a side who'll probably be there or thereabouts come the end of the season, look like a good team.
I think with the personnel change, the amount of personnel change they had, it was always going to be probably difficult to start the season how they wanted. I think now you can see they're getting a bit consistency. They gave us a hard game, as we expected. It was a really good game. It was an open game. They came to try and win the game. Second half, that we were better, and when the game opened up, we got on top of them. But no, it was a tough game, as they all are, really.
I suppose the biggest disappointment from the weekend would be Christian Burgess and his and his knock. How's he?
Well, watching it back, it looks a bad one, you know, and it's actually not as bad as it looks. We'll assess him. He's a doubt for tomorrow. We'll get him assessed. We did yesterday. He was in yesterday with the rest of the lads, and we're just seeing if it's going to settle down in time for tomorrow. But we didn't train today, obviously, but that's not too much of a problem. We'll see how he is tomorrow.
Did he just get caught on the grass a bit?
His foot went under him. And that's happening a lot because of the pitch. You know, the lads are losing their footing with the pitch, just the way it is, which is unfortunate. And we spoke about it before the game, because obviously being our home pitch, we know that, but he just went to play a ball and dragged it back, and his standing foot's given way, and it's like I say, it looked really bad at the time when you watch it back, but it's not as bad as we thought.
Yeah, the pitch has been cutting up and moving quite a bit. Is there anything the ground staff can do about that?
No, it's not in great condition. I have to say, the pitch is not in great condition. It doesn't help us, but the decision was made in the close season that we didn't want to spend any money on it in terms of what we normally do with it, because we wanted to spend money elsewhere. So there's no issue with that, no problem with it. It's just we have to repair it as we go along. And there's one or two things we have to sort out with the drainage, because the new stands change things and all that. So there is reasons for it that's out of our hands, and we're just trying to get there at the moment with it. But it's playing okay. It's just, in fact, it's playing fine. It's just, you know, there is the occasion when it's very loose and it's coming away from players.
Grant missed out at the weekend with a back problem?
No, groin, and he's had it for a while. It just reared up again on Saturday, actually, against Crawley, when he was only on for a short period, but he felt it. He then went to train on the Monday morning, and he was going to play in the game on the Tuesday against Leighton Orient, but felt it again. After scanning it, there's just a little bit of a problem there. We've sorted the problem out. He's probably going to be another couple of weeks away. 2 to 3 weeks he'll be out for.
Yes, yeah, so a little while for him. And Gabby back after his travels. Is he okay?
Gabby's fine. Trained well yesterday. Trained well today. He'll be in the squad tomorrow.
Is he I guess he has to be an option for replacing Christian potentially.
Yeah, of course he is. He's a good defender, Gabby. And, you know, he can play in the three at the back if we decide to continue doing that. Because he'll play probably in the middle of that. If that was a formation we went with, we've got other formations that we've tinkered with a little bit, and we're still open to playing. So we'll see what we do tomorrow.
Yeah, of course you can always switch to the four, but then Joe Newell and Michael Smith both really made the most of the space they had on Saturday.
Well, I thought they were very good, the pair of them, and yeah, you're right. They've got good energies about them. They're quick enough. They get up and down the pitch. There's positions that suit the pair of them, and we knew that when we bought Michael, he could play as a wing back. Joe, we've had to work with him on it, but he was very, very good on Saturday, and now he just needs to find consistency. But no, and in terms of positives from the game Saturday, those two were definitely positives.
And just finally, everyone else all right on the injury front?
Yes, everyone else is fine. The only ones now are obviously Grant, with that he will be short term. Vasselle and Cozzy, and apart from that, we're all right.